All right. So first of all, thanks to the organizers for having us here. And I got to say, I'm not Louis Falcon, but I'm spontaneously replacing him today. Yeah. So nevertheless, I will introduce both him and myself. Louis is both a computer scientist and a physician, and he founded GNU Health a bit more than 15 years ago. Yeah, and he's specialized in genomics and medical genetics. And apart from being active in social medicine, he's also involved in animal rights. Then shortly about me, I studied computer science in Hanover, and there I'm employed since a bit more than 2 years. And mainly I'm working on Ansible deployment of GNU Health to ease and improve the installation process, but I'm also reporting and fixing bugs or rewriting the documentation. And last year we also hosted the annual conference of GNU Health in Hanover. And it was also together with the Orsang conference. Sebastian will do the following talk about Orsang. And the institute I'm working at is called Computational Health Informatics, and even though we are only working inside computer science, it's always related to medicine. So behind GNU Health, there's a non-profit, non-governmental organization called GNU Solidario, which is working globally, and it's focused on social medicine and GNU Health. But there's also the Global Exposome Project that aims to investigate how the environment has an impact on our health and how social problems like pollution of water or factory farming or wars also impact this environment and consequently our health. And then again, there are also projects about animal rights where Louis is involved. GNU Solidario is spread quite around the globe, but when it comes to productive use in hospitals, then we hear the most of projects in Latin America or Africa, for example, in Argentina or Cameroon. Yeah, and then there are many research institutions, hospitals, and so on. For example, in the top, in the middle, there's a university in Argentina that is cooperating quite much with GNU Health. Okay, so what is GNU Health actually? In general, it is a hospital information system, but the core is a hospital management information system that is often called HMIS node. And there you have one client-server architecture, and it takes a quite holistic approach compared to other ways of organizing the infrastructure of hospitals. And it is first of all based on Triton, which is an enterprise resource planning tool, so you can overtake the user management and inventory, stock, and finances functionality from this. But then we are adding modules for hospital functionality and putting this on top. And like Triton, it is written in Python and using the PostgreSQL database backend. Even though Triton could theoretically use others, we are always taking this to first have a uniform way, and then also because there are many good functionalities for productive use. And then, for example, you have really many modules that are part of GNU Health, for example, about surgery or the laboratory or genetics and bioinformatics. And as it's used in many precarious reasons, GNU Health Embedded is also one sub-project, which basically means that there are, for example, images for Raspberry Pis, because sometimes it's really a matter of resources what to use. And as the name says, GNU Health is a GNU package. So the HMIS component, as I said, is a client-server architecture, and on the upper left you can see a screenshot of the client. And with this you can generate graphs, you can display images, there's a calendar you can use, and also the electronic health record is part of this. And there's a reporting engine coming with Triton, and so all the information you fill in the database fields can be exported as an ODT. So there's a LibreOffice in the background, and you can generate this and print it or store it outside the program. Yeah. Besides, there's an integration with Orsang, which is a DICOM server to support medical imaging. And actually, there's no DICOM viewer integrated in GNU Health, and as usually there is the DICOM format used, it was chosen not to re-implement any DICOM viewer or do all the work Orsang has already done, but to integrate Orsang and so to synchronize patients and studies between the two of them and to just use Orsang's DICOM viewers that are integrated there already. Apart from this, there are also other components of the GNU Health ecosystem, for example, the Federation and MyGNU Health. So MyGNU Health is an app that is that can be used to enter vital data and in the end also to share that vital data. And last year at the 40th birthday of GNU, the second version was released where all the dependencies outside Python were eliminated because many people don't have Linux on their phones and we had requirements before. They were now eliminated and it was migrated to Kiwi. So now the idea is to have something cross-platform. And then the GNU Health Federation aims to connect multiple of those HMIS nodes and ideally also make the people, give the people the opportunity to share the vital data they recorded with the hospitals. And so to give one example, the colleagues in Argentina also used this already in the beginning of the COVID pandemic to trace just to trace the situation of COVID. And now, to come to the topic of the room also, GNU Health was declared a digital public good, which is in the context of the sustainable development goals of the UN, where many goals should be achieved until 2030, and one of them is healthcare. And so, GNU Health is part of this. And also, this advertised at the European Commission join-up, where free software or open source software is advertised inside the European Union. And then, compared to other software projects, of course, there are always bureaucratic barriers and also certification processes. But there are many steps to check if your project is a medical device software. But actually, at least the hospital information system itself and the electronic medical records are not a software or a medical device. Of course, then there's still other stuff. For example, in Germany, you would for sure need to have an interface with the insurances, and most of the productive use is somewhere else. Then, from our point of view, proprietary software and public healthcare is a contradiction. We think that there should be a move to free software, and there's really many barriers and a lack of funding, especially for free software projects, and there could be really many benefits of putting more resources in communities like this so that everybody can profit from what people are working on. This is why we also signed the campaign Public Money, Public Code. I already saw it in the slides of the talk before. I guess the most people know it, but basically the name already says if there's public money spent for a project, then the code should also be available to the public. Which, said quite easy, but also not a reality. Yeah, I'm finishing with a side of that Lewis often says, which is NuHealth is a social project with a bit of technology behind. Yeah, to highlight that it's not only about the software, but also about the philosophy behind. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Thanks for your attention.